Appreciate you guys coming at such short notice. I just want to make sure everybody understands that this organization is very grateful to the contribution of both Mike Shula and Kenny Dorsey to this organization and to where we are as a football team. But kind of give you an idea of what I've gone through in the last 24 hours. I know yesterday I stated about not making any changes, but I did say this was an evaluation. After that press conference yesterday, I went upstairs and started looking at some things and going through some notes. I spent an evening doing that and then got up early this morning, 3:15 to be exact. Started going through some notes and writing some more ideas down and thoughts. And came to the conclusion that going forward, I believe the thing that we needed to do was bring in a different perspective, the different ideas in terms of going forward and to what I believe is our ultimate goal, and that's winning a Super Bowl.
Do you have a candidate in mind?
Well, I have a plan. You know, there's some ideas that I've sat down and talked with Marty Herney about. We've discussed and going to work through this plan that we have and going forward. And again, I said the biggest idea, obviously, is looking for somebody with a different perspective on how to get us to where we believe we can be.
Ron, did you consider making this move at any point, like after last season when the offense had the drop?
No. You know, it's one of those things that you do evaluate, you do go through in your head. Just as you do for any phase of the football team, whether it be special teams, offense, or defense. And, you know, this really isn't just about, you know, saying you're going to improve one side of the football or the other. You're going to try and improve the entire football team. There's a lot of things that need to be improved that we need to work on. A lot of it starts with me. And I believe that, you know, this is one of the things that I think can help us. I know it can help us as we go forward.
Concern you about the offense? Like, obviously, you had some concerns to make a move. What was it that you wanted to see improvement in?
Well, I think as a football team, you know, we have a lot of areas that we can improve on. And I do know and I do believe that we as a football team can be more consistent. And I think that we have to improve across the board. I think that one of the things that happened for us last year, obviously, was we had a little bit of a slow down because of the way the quarterback went through training camp. But, you know, taking a step back and thinking about the things that, you know, we can do or we can do better, I just feel that, you know, this plan that, you know, Marty and I have talked about, I think we can accomplish those things.
You anticipate this hire coming quickly, it sounds like.
Well, you know, again, like I said, I've probably spent the last 16 hours thinking about this, going through the things in my mind. And then, you know, going back on some of the notes that I make during the season. And, you know, we have an idea. Like I said, we have a plan, and Marty and I have talked about these things, and we'll continue to talk about it. And once we get done as well today, we'll be back upstairs talking about some things.
Ron, do you think that for one reason or the other, the offense struggled to find a true identity this year?
I think that's part of it. You know, you want to be able to say, okay, this is who we are, this is what we do. And again, I do understand. I do get a lot of had to do with, you know, the health of the quarterback. I think that's a big part of it. You know, there's a lot of things that getting guys to fit into what we do, and that's another part of it. So, again, these are things that all, you know, looked at, talked about, thought about, and again, going forward, you know, we have an idea as to how we want things done. And I really thought about that last night, and I said I got up about 3:15 this morning and pulled out a pad of paper and started writing some things down.
How will that idea and plan jibe with what you guys had started last year and what you called, you know, evolving?
Well, I think it'll be about how we attack offensively. Some of the things that I believe we can do with the personnel we have. Now, I know our personnel is not perfect. I know we went through an awful lot at a couple of positions, obviously. You know, running back and wide receiver being two of the primary ones that, you know, we have to continue to grow in and grow with those players and add players. So there's a lot of things that still have to be looked at and put together, pieced together as we go forward.
How much input did Cam have into this?
Well, I think the biggest thing, more so than anything else, is that as I was thinking about this, he's part of the consideration as to how this will affect him and what we're looking for him as far as our offense is concerned.
Did you talk with him about this before he made the decision?
No, I talked with him after the decision was made.
How much more do you think he can improve before he hits his ceiling?
Well, I think Cam's got room for improvement. I do. I think there's room for growth, and he showed some growth this year and made some big steps. You know, we talked about evolving a little bit of what we do going into this season, and we saw it. And again, there's still things that we can improve on, and we'll continue to grow, you know, as a football team. Again, as I said, this is not really just about one phase of the team. This is about all three phases and coaching and making sure we improve ourselves as we go forward.
So, and Cam's completion percentage ticked up some this year, but his worst two seasons in terms of passer rating were these last 2 years. Was that something that was kind of a red flag for you?
Well, again, there are a lot of things I took into consideration and a lot of things I try to consider and look at, obviously, before making this decision. And again, I do think it is about growth. And, you know, we as a football team have got room to grow.
You and Mike have been together for quite some time now. What was the conversation like, and when did you tell him?
I told him this morning, and I'm not going to get into specifics of the conversation, but, you know, as I opened up the press conference, I just want to make sure everybody understands that, you know, Mike and Kenny, their contributions are most certainly appreciated.
You're a guy that usually likes to have consistency. A lot of this is outside of your control. Some of this is inside of your control. How important does this make this offseason now after a fourth playoff berth in 5 years?
Well, I think what this does is it signals that we are looking for an opportunity for us to continue to grow and get better. And that's what this move was made for. I just believe, you know, something different, something additional, different perspective can give us the boost that, you know, I'm looking for that I believe can help us to get to the ultimate goal, and that's winning the Super Bowl.
You said yesterday when you were talking about maybe getting a new coordinator for defensive side that the system is in place and that was the important thing. Is it different with the change on the offensive side because the system could be a little different? Or?
Well, it could be. But, again, I think as we go through this plan, and again, Marty and I continue to talk about the direction we want to head, that's definitely a consideration. It really is. It's something we discussed as recently as about an hour ago.
Do you suspect you would look outside the organization to fill this?
That's a possibility, very much so. And again, it's, you know, there's a lot of qualified people out there, and we have some that are in this building as well.
Ron, some of those qualified guys you referenced are people you've worked with people like that before. How likely is it you might look to someone like Chud or North?
Well, again, the biggest thing is we're going to stick to this plan. You know, again, Marty and I have talked about it. We'll continue to talk about it, and we'll go from there.
When you talk about their contributions, what has Mike done for Cam, I mean, from his rookie season to now?
Well, I know this. Mike showed a tremendous amount of confidence in who Cam Newton is and who Cam Newton can be. And, you know, from day one, he was on board. And he was always staunch in his support of Cam, worked in his development, helped in his growth. And I think, again, he was probably one of the big constants that were here for Cam.
Is it safe to say you'd be looking for to stay with a, say, ball control, clock eating, power run type?
Absolutely. I think that's something that really you win football games when you do that. And I've quoted the stat before. When you outrush your opponent, you rush for over 100 yards, you win 70% of the time. And that's what we want to do. We want to be able to win that consistently and put ourselves in position to get into the playoffs and win in the playoffs. You know, fortunately, we didn't do it this year, but that is a big part of what we want to become going forward. You know, we want to be a consistent football team, all three phases. We want to be good on special teams. We want to be good on defense. We want to be good on offense and win football games because consistency is important.
You think the kind of uncertainty with the organization as a whole will affect your ability to attract qualified candidates?
No. I think, again, having my contract extended gives a little bit of security, and I'd like to believe that that helps to, you know, settle any question anybody has, you know, that this is, there is some stability right now and going forward.
How do you How did Cam take the news, and did you share with him your plan?
I shared with him my plan, and I'm not going to get into how he reacted. You know, it's personal for him, and you know that's all. I'm not going to put words in his mouth.
Do you think the OC and quarterback's coach will sort of be a package type deal?
Potentially, it could be. I think the thing that we have to look at is again, the system is in place, and just how much of that, you know, is going to be impacted. You know, we want to try and make sure it stays. It's very similar to what we do and how we do it, and I think that's important as well.
You think you're whatever, whoever it is, that you'll still run read option, for instance?
I think it'll be part of what we do. You know, again, most of the coaches that are out there have all been involved with some form of that, and they have quarterbacks that have had that type of ability as well.
What stat, Ron, do you particularly want to, you say there's room for growth. Obviously, you want to score more points.
Yes.
But Cam, for instance, had 30 interceptions in the last two seasons, which was a big
right.
Where do you want the specific improvements?
Well, again, I just think there is room for improvement. I think it is. You know, when you do throw the ball, you want to make sure you're protecting the football. You're not turning it over. You want to make sure you're getting the ball in your playmakers' hands. Give those guys opportunities. We saw a great glimpse of it when we got Christian over the middle on a one-on-one with a linebacker. Again, looking at, you know, some of these guys that we were, you know, that I've thought about, some of the things that they do use the backs. And again, we have a back in Christian that has that kind of ability, and you do want to get the ball in his hands in space.
With the amount of change that's going through the organization right now, both on the football side and the business side, what's the dynamic between yourself and Marty?
I'm sorry, say that one time.
What's the dynamic between yourself and Marty?
Oh, I think, again, a big part of it is, you know, whatever part of football we're discussing, whether it's players and scouting or it's players and coaching and X's and O's, you know, we sit down and talk about it. I mean, whether I'm bouncing an idea off of him or he's bouncing one off of me, or we're just discussing certain things, I think that's what it is right now. It's an opportunity to have somebody that you can use as a sounding board and, you know, get some positive or negative feedback one way or the other.
Steve has a very busy week of interviews. How did you kind of leave that with him, and will you communicate with him during the week?
Yes,
week?
At some point we will. Steve and I have had, you know, a couple of great conversations about everything. And, you know, we talked as late as yesterday before he left. And, you know, he's most certainly is a qualified candidate. He's got some really good ideas. And, again, I think, you know, I said it before, I think he's got a great opportunity to get a head coaching job.
You've been very supportive of your coordinators getting opportunities like this. I mean, how important could that be in attracting a potential candidate, knowing that there is that kind of?
Well, I've always said this. I do believe you get into coaching to get to the peak and pinnacle of your profession. You know, you want to be a Super Bowl champion, obviously, but personally you want to make sure, you know, you get in this to be the best coach you can be, whether it's a head coach or the best offensive line coach you can potentially be. So I'm very supportive of trying to help, you know, guys get opportunities and move up.
The plan sounds pretty specific. Have you sort of targeted one candidate?
Well, there's a couple that that Marty and I have discussed some things. You know, we've talked about a few of them, actually. And just trying to see, you know, what they do. The best thing is that we have, you know, we have all the technology with us so we can pull games up and look at things and just see, you know, how things mesh with what we do. And that's probably one of the best tools we have going right now.
Coach, do you have a timeline on when you'd like your new coaches in?
No, not necessarily. It's you know, the hiring cycle is just starting. And so as thinking about what we did today, what I did today, was to make sure those guys had an opportunity to get in the hiring cycle as well. So, no, as far as the timeline, no.
Strictly with pro experience, or is pro and college you're looking at?
For the most part, early in their careers, they had a little college experience, but most of these guys have been in the NFL for some time.
Great. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you, guys.